This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The Afghan capital's international airport is frenetic, with thousands of Afghans looking for a way out on Monday. U.S. soldiers firing warning shots as they seek to keep the area secure. Western nations are arranging the evacuation of their nationals and some of the local staff who worked for and aided them since the start of the war 20 years ago. Afghanistan's Civil Aviation Authority announced the civilian side of the airport was closed until further notice. Videos on social media show scenes of thousands running on the airport tarmac and jostling for space on a staircase leading up to a plane as people tried to board. The airport is also the staging site for diplomats seeking flights out of Afghanistan after evacuating embassies in the capital. Taliban fighters are patrolling the streets of Kabul, Afghanistan on Monday following the gains that saw them capture provincial capitals and sweep through most of the country in a little more than a week. The United Nations urged the Taliban to exercise utmost restraint in order to protect lives in a statement from the Secretary General Sunday night. The UN adding that all humanitarian organizations must be allowed to provide assistance unimpeded. The Secretary General is to address the Security Council at an open meeting on Afghanistan Monday morning. The death toll in Haiti from a magnitude 7.2 earthquake is soaring. Authorities on Sunday raised the casualty toll to at least 1,297 dead and 5,700 injured. Thousands more are displaced from their destroyed or damaged homes. We're following this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.